To create a successful loyalty program, start by building a ladder. Here's what Fleming means by this. Many organizations have loyalty programs where if you spend a dollar, you get a point. And for every X hundred points, you earn some kind of reward. That's all well and good, but that's also all there is. There's nowhere for the customer to go after that. Great loyalty programs have a ladder with many rungs the customer can climb, and the higher they climb, the more they're engaged and committed to your organization. What you need to do first is prioritize status over stuff. In the book Drive, The Surprising Truth About What Motivates Us, author Daniel Pink inadvertently shows us why loyalty programs don't work when he talks about employee motivation. Most organizations motivate employees with extrinsic or external rewards like bonuses. But what really drives people to do great work are intrinsic rewards like autonomy, mastery, and purpose. Now, apply that concept to loyalty programs. Any organization can offer their customers extrinsic rewards like discounts or free stuff. But what would happen if you offered your customers intrinsic rewards like status and recognition? What if you designed your loyalty program around the simple concept that people often want what they can't have?
Find out what we thought about this book in the Mind Tools Club.